Hi, I'm Taryn Vian. I'm an associate professor of international health at the BU, Boston University School of Public Health. So I have a slight challenge, which is that my slides are on a different computer. My notes for what I want to talk about are on a different computer, so I'll just work with that. I am going to talk about increasing transparency and financial accountability in the health sector. The example is Lesotho, why performance-based budgeting is not the answer. So this research used organizational change theory to try and understand the implementation of a very complex reform, performance-based budgeting, which I abbreviate as PBB. Reforms like performance-based budgeting are meant to increase transparency and accountability of government, but to fully implement the reform really requires transformational change in organizational mission, in vision, in systems, in how people understand and do their jobs. Nothing to declare. So I will discuss the rationale for the study, the specific research questions, methods, findings, and conclusions. This was implemented. I collected the data in 2009, 2010, but the reform was ongoing from 2006. The idea of performance-based budgeting, budgeting itself is a critical function of government, and it's critical for health, public health, because it's how we get the resources that we need to do the things that people want to have or to deliver the services that people need. And over the years, many reforms have tried to make this system work better by making it more rational. So matching the resources that we allocate to the outputs or outcomes that we desire, that we're hoping to achieve from the expenditure. And collectively, those types of reforms making this process more rational have been referred to as performance-based budgeting, the definition being government-wide initiatives designed to better align our spending decisions with expected performance. But the experience with this so far is mixed. In the international literature, in the US, we haven't found that performance-based budgeting really influences allocation of resources because that is such a political process. But we have found that it improves decision-making at the local level, municipal level, state level, more in terms of quality improvement, maybe in terms of cost reduction, finding areas where there's overlap. And there's much less known about how this reform works internationally, even though it's being implemented in 25 African countries and many other countries around the world. Certainly, there's not literature on how it affects the health sector because, as we'll see, it's perceived as a finance reform. So in Lesotho, the idea, when I started working in Lesotho as a management consultant to improve health systems functioning, I saw that they were implementing this reform, but that different hospitals were having trouble implementing the reform, which was not surprising because it's a reform, as this quote says, that is simple in concept, but quite difficult to put into practice. So I chose to use a theoretical model called the transformational change theory. It was developed in the context of the United States and improving functioning of hospitals, quality improvement in hospitals. The model identifies five components that are related to dramatic improvements in patient outcomes, and that's impetus to change, leadership, luckily I have a huge voice, small-scale change initiatives which promote organizational learning, alignment of systems and resources with reform goals, and the integration of activities across organizational boundaries. And I thought that this model would be important to adapt to the context of Lesotho, but could help us understand the budget reform, which is across sectors. I already spoke about those goals. So the three research questions specifically that I'm asking. One, how can we measure progress in implementing the reform? We're not trying to evaluate whether the reform worked or not, because first, to get a reform to work, you have to implement it properly, and I knew they were having trouble. Second thing was what attitudes people had about the reform, how did they understand it, and then what are the factors from the model or other factors that would explain the progress. And to do that, I wanted to look in four different hospitals. I decided to use the implementation of the reform as the unit of analysis and went to look at all of the documentation they had, the plans, the budgets, etc., plus in-depth interviews with the whole management team at each of the hospitals. These are the four hospitals. For those of you who don't know, Lesotho is about 1.9 million population. It's very mountainous country, and the hospitals are in the lower-lying areas. Although there were mountain hospitals, I didn't include one. And the study, the hospitals themselves, showed some diversity in terms of the level of the hospital and the size of the hospital. So what did I find? Well, first of all, I want to mention that I developed this model based on some work that was done by Matthew Andrews at Harvard looking just at financial reforms. But his dimensions of reform are that there should be evidence that a performance-based plan exists, that a performance-based budget exists, that people are monitoring the plan against the budget, and that people are making decisions. Okay, that seems pretty simple. But I worked out how would I measure that those things were actually in place, using a scale of strong, moderate, modest, or little to no progress. The dots, more dots is good, less dots or empty dots is not so good. And so you can see that there wasn't a lot of progress in implementing this reform in Lesotho. All of the dimensions were poor. The most progress had been made on performance-based planning, so people had a plan, but they weren't really using the performance-based budget or monitoring or making any decisions. One of the reasons for this was misalignment of structure. So they had a performance-based plan, which used a management structure. This is how people report to each other. And that didn't match the way they were putting their money into buckets, because that structure had been defined by the Ministry of Finance, but the other structure had been defined by the Ministry of Health. So you have a plan that's organized one way and a budget that's organized a different way. Very difficult to manage the performance-based budget together. A second problem was the concept of output-based budgeting. They had to define what they were going to do and then figure out what the resources would what resources it would take to do that. Well, when I looked at the plans, most of the outputs were really inputs. So they said, how many staff will we train? How many liters of fuel will we procure? That was an output, liters of fuel procured, chairs procured. How many meetings will we go to? And only 26% of the activities or the outputs in the plan were actually patient-related outputs, which was the way the reform had been intended to operate. So this is a quote, just shows the input-based nature of people's understanding. This person said, yes, yes, now we're very achievement-oriented. We look at what we achieved last time in terms of the number of computers that we got. And if we only got 3 but we needed 5, then we need 2 more. This was performance-based budgeting for this person, but this is not how performance-based budgeting is really designed. Looking a little closely at some of the qualitative data from the interviews, we saw that most people didn't even know what this reform was about. They said, oh yeah, we kind of heard about it, but really, if it's a budget reform, it's about finance. It's not about health. This shows the importance and destructive importance of these barriers, these silos that have been created. And when I asked a nurse to explain to me her role and the finance officer's role in terms of budgeting, she said, we work the wards, they go to meetings. That's the way we divide up the work. But if you don't understand as a manager your budget, you can't make resource-related decisions in a rational way. And this created suspicion and lack of trust between the finance people and the health people, because the health people really didn't understand that budget. The accountant didn't let you know anything. We always wondered what was really happening. I planned it and I developed the budget. I know it should be there, but you have to ask, what happened to the money? They really didn't feel trust among their own management team. Looking at the model of transformational change, what I found was the most important element that was missing was impetus to change. This reform needed to have internal pressure, some perception that there was a relative advantage to changing, and there needed to be some sort of external pressure, some compulsion to do this because it's important to some other stakeholder that's important to you. From the inside, some of the issues that were very apparent were, in terms of hospital leadership, 50 to 70% turnover of medical staff in these hospitals in 1 year. So the management team was not stable. That the status of doctors in Lesotho, they are mostly contracted doctors, mostly foreign. We don't have a lot of doctors from Lesotho who are running these health centers or hospitals, and issues of teamwork and coordination. So I recommended four different ways in which we could take this information about the failure of a very important reform. It was important in terms of major donors had donated $24 million to implementing this reform, and it had consistently been declared a success in every report. But no one had monitored in the field to see, was it really implemented the way it had been intended? It was a failure of leadership because the leadership was only on the finance side, not on the health side, or at that level of a hospital. We needed to redesign the actual reform itself to simplify it, and I had many suggestions. And then to strengthen the capacity in terms of information systems and in terms of steady staff that were available and breaking down those professional barriers. So to conclude, I think a reform like performance-based budgeting could help improve accountability, but it absolutely has to be adapted. It's being pushed too much in a theoretical construct and not adapted to local capacity. Organizational change theory might help explain reform progress, but we need certain prerequisites to be in place first, one being strong accounting systems, but the second being the impetus to change. And then that we also should explore other possibilities for strengthening transparency and accountability besides this particular reform, because in the end, even if we do get to implement it, it might not give us the results that we desire. Thank you.